Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, August the 28th. Good to have you with us. We've got Joan Stack, our guest today from the State Historical Society. Pleasure to have you here,
Hi,
Joan.
Hi there.
We were talking about, we're going to talk about something that happened how many years ago?
150 years ago.
150 years ago. Now, we've passed the 150th anniversary, but the exhibit you have will be going on for how long?
Well, we're going to run it at least through the end of the year, and if there's popular interest, we might continue it on a little bit longer.
Okay, so people listening right now are saying, wait a minute, something happened 150 years ago, and they have an exhibit at the State Historical Society, but they haven't told us yet what it is that we're talking about. So what is it? It was a pretty significant event.
Yes, it is a General Order Number 11, which was issued on August 25th, 1863, and it evacuated 20,000 to 30,000 people from four western Missouri counties. So this is a huge deal in Missouri.
Well, yeah.
And many of these people evacuated to the central part of the state. So
now, why were these people being evacuated from four counties?
Well, during that period, there was a lot of guerrilla activity in Missouri. And on August 21st, a lot of people may know, there was a fairly horrific raid in which around 400 guerrillas rode in to Lawrence, Kansas, and killed 150 to 200 people in that town. So there was a clamor to do something about these guerrilla fighters. But these people were not regular army. So they were going into the woods, going to farmhouses to get food and shelter. And though the Union Army was trying to control them, they finally gave up trying to control them and thought the only thing we can do is evacuate those counties where they knew the bushwhackers were functioning. And even if a family was pro-union or neutral, if Bloody Bill Anderson knocks on your door and asks for food and shelter, you're probably not going to say no. So the only way to stop these guerrillas from having this these supply lines was to evacuate the entire region.
So this was the Union Army.
The Union Army did
that. That came in and evacuated four counties.
That's right.
What happened to the buildings and to the farms? Many of them were destroyed.
Well, yes, they were under orders to burn the farms because the grain in the field could supply the bushwhackers. However, one of the tragedies of this order was that people from Kansas, soldiers from Kansas, were brought in to execute the order, and a lot of them had vengeful attitudes towards Missourians because of the border war that had been going on since the 1850s. So some of these people, especially the Kansas Redlegs, would burn the houses, not just the farms. And they apparently also occasionally, if somebody resisted, they would just shoot them. So it was a very kind of a very unpleasant...
Well, you're painting a very, very bleak picture.
Yes. And the reason that I'm so interested in this particular event and why we are so interested at the State Historical Society. Of course, it's an important event in our history, but also the great Missouri artist George Caleb Bingham painted a picture commemorating mm-hmm. this event.
Now, if you'd like to see this picture, you've got one or two ways. You can go to the State Historical Society and see it, and it's a large 4x5.
Yeah, 4x6, and it's a very monumental large painting.
But we've got a replica of it here, and you can go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and watch the segment with Joan Stack, and you'll see this picture. It really grabbed you, and I can imagine the large size,
yes,
the real one.
And it's a powerful, powerful painting. And you see the red leg right there at the center of the picture. He's wearing those red leggings. Mm-hmm. And that identifies him as a Kansas red leg. So
and you can see the fires in the background, the smoke
right.
in the field in the background of houses and grain burning.
Yes. And if you read accounts of it, they talk about looking on the horizon and seeing, you know, 12 households built burning in the distance. I mean, it must have been a really horrific event. And most of the people affected were not. We're not the men who were involved in the fighting, but women and children. They were the ones who were left in the farms. The men were off fighting. And also, it was a very dangerous time to be a military-age man in that part of Missouri. So a lot of them had left the area. So the real victims of Order Number 11 were the women and children.
So it was called General Order Number 11.
That's
right.
It
was 150 years ago. How long did it take to actually evacuate four counties? It didn't happen overnight.
No. They were given a number of days to do that. And so we're at August 28th. This is a period when people were told on the 25th they had to evacuate. So we are still in
people
the midst.
People were still evacuating 150 years ago. How did they get the news? How did they find out?
Well, there were a number of ways. You could read it in the newspaper, and some people might have done that. There were, of course, handbills and flyers that informed people of what was going on. But you might get a knock on your door, and a military officer might tell you that you have to evacuate, and that's how a lot of people found out. And that's
there was no resistance.
It's hard to know,
but
not a huge amount.
You couldn't resist.
You couldn't really resist. I mean, you really had no choice.
Yeah.
And people who resisted, as Bingham represents here, were likely to get themselves killed. So they really, it was better not to resist.
Yeah. If you want to find out more about General Order Number 11, and it really is a dark time. It was a dark time. This exhibit will be running at the State Historical Society through the end of the year.
Yes, and one of the kind of exciting – well, there's a couple of interesting things we have up besides the painting, which is fascinating to see. But also we have the original engraving plate that Bingham used to make a mass reproduction of the painting in the form of an engraving. So you can see that. We have a modernist interpretation of Order Number 11 done in 1970, which is very interesting to see how a contemporary artist – reacts to that memory of the Civil War. We also have a case in which we include two revolvers that were used by bushwhackers during Quantrill's raid.
Well, you've got everything.
So we've got a number of different things about remembering that period of our history.
That's at the State Historical Society. This will run through the end of the year. You had an event a couple of days ago, this last weekend. How'd that go?
Oh, that went great.
A lot of people show up?
Yes.
Okay. Joan Stack, thank you so much for coming by. If people want to come by your location and the hours?
Yes, we're located in Ellis Library on the University of Missouri campus. We're in the East Wing on the ground floor with entrances on Lowry Mall and Hitt Street. And we also have a website, so Google us.
Okay. All right. Joan Stack, thank you so much for coming by. Tomorrow we're going to talk about mushrooms. They got a lot of here in Central Missouri. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio's Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mazur. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.